Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
On the Northern Bank of Buffalo Bayou, you will find the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at East River 9 and its current occupants, John and Lance.
Welcome back here live on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're at East River 9, where, by the way, they've got a huge, did you see that huge television they got on the other side? It's 16 by 9.
Huge. No, I haven't seen it.
And it's in the sun, and it's beautiful resolution. It's incredible.
It's on that side?
Yeah, and you got all kinds of picnic benches. This is a great place to come and play, watch your Astros out here, watch your college football out here, watch whatever.
If people will leave me alone, I might come out here and watch my games this weekend.
Who's people?
Well, like autograph seekers.
Those people?
You're bothered by those people?
They're really hounding you. So this is a great place to come and watch your Astros tomorrow afternoon. It's a beautiful television, and the sun doesn't bother it. It's incredible. So this is a great place to come, and you know where else is a great place to come? It's come to listen to Beat the Limo Guy, because this is where you get your picks for Sunday's game, Sunday and Monday, because Justin has just been, well, he's been unbeatable.
What would we say in Spanish? Basura?
Well, garbage, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basura. He is with us now, Justin from Black Horse Limo, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, also Rise and Warehouse Live, and he is here once again with a wonderful, undefeated?
He was defeated.
A defeated week last week, in which he once again gave a limo and 4 tickets out. Justin, welcome back. How are you?
Good. How are you guys today?
Doing great. You're on an incredible run right now.
You know, sometimes you just got to hit rock bottom before things get better. I think you might be there right now.
It's really incredible how your picks are going this season. So congratulations. But people are listening in to who you're going to pick so that they might go the other way. So what's going on? You had a big week last week at Warehouse Live and at Rise. What's going on this week?
Warehouse Live this weekend. Tonight we got Chromeo, which is an electro-funk band, Saturday. We got Nightly, which is a pop band, Sunday. Payroll Giovanni, which is a rap show. Tuesday we have The Moth, which is a storytelling kind of thing. Wednesday we have Harper, which is hip-hop. And Thursday we have Shannon Ford, which is some kind of podcast, I'm not sure. Tonight at Rise we have Haleen, which is an EDM act. Saturday we have Six Year Guns, which is a punk act. And then, as always, Sunday with tribute to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chevelle, and Creed, which is always free if you get your ticket before Sunday.
Yeah, I was there last Sunday Fun Day. It's a lot of fun. I had a good time. Who did we hear that was screaming at me? I forget.
Korn.
That's right. Korn.
Korn was screaming at you.
Was a Korn cover band, or
yeah,
what
it was
Korn
cover? Yeah, but they
was
like a freak on a leash.
All right, so that's all going on at riserooftop.com and warehouselive.com. If you're looking for some fun, if you love music, that is the place to get to. Live music all the time at those two locations. And who is our contestant?
Oh, the future winner?
Yeah.
Albert.
Albert is joining us now, looking forward, chomping at the bit to play Justin in Beat the Limo Guy. Albert, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good. What do you do for a living, Albert?
I've been blessed enough to, you know, we run our own party rental business, Apex Party Rental. So we got that going, and we've just been blessed since we started. So
you are blessed.
You are blessed.
You're about to win. That makes it a real blessing. Yeah. Or are you going to win? We'll find out. Do you have your games already picked? Or, like, are you ready to roll right now, or are you just kind of going to wing it?
A little bit of both. I have some stuff here, but you know he's on a good streak over there, so I might just go ahead and run with his.
Oh, a lot of double bangers. Let's find out. Let's go.
Woo, Justin, he threw down the gauntlet. Here we go. Are you ready, boys? You ready to play?
Yes, sir. You know what? I'm gonna put a hitch in his little plan, and I'm gonna defer my pick and let him go first.
Oh, Justin. He was till the second half. He's deferring.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go here. Let's play Beat the Limo Guy. And Albert, you are first up.
Okay. Well, the first one I got, of course, going to be the hometown, the Astros. I got the -1.5, 1.5.
It's Texans? You mean Texans?
Are you going Texans or Astros?
No, Texans.
Astros.
Man. He wants Astros.
What?
Whoa, Justin, are you going to take an Astros bet? Minus 1.5.
Are we taking baseball
bets? Minus 1.5 runs.
Minus 1.5 runs. Whoa. Are you going to take it or not?
I can't go to the game tomorrow and root against them. This is football.
No.
Sorry,
Albert.
Minus 1.5, though.
Nice
I mean,
try.
The smart play is nice. Probably taking 1.5.
That's a nice try.
Even though it's Verlander.
Right. Give me a football pick, Albert.
First one I'm gonna go ahead and go Buffalo -5.5, 5.5.
Minus Buffalo at this point in our lives is a football team that is playing out of the state of New York.
They happen to be playing
-5.
Yeah, they're in
half.
London.
In London.
They're playing the Jags in London.
In London, he's got -5.5.
It's a road game.
Justin,
let's take the Dolphins.
The Miami Football Dolphins are -12 against the New York Football Giants.
Woo.
-12.
That's a red hot Giant team.
How about that, Del? Congratulations. You got Justin taking your team.
It's a red hot Giant team.
All they have to do is win. They don't have to win by 12.
That's all you're worried about.
Yeah, I don't care about the blowout. Just win.
Albert, who you got?
Next, I'm going to go. Let's go Kansas City.
Kansas City.
We're laying a number.
This time is -3.5 against the Minnesota Vikings, -3.5, Kansas City. Justin?
Let's try those Bengals. They're due to break out.
The Bengals are overdue. Cincinnati -3 at this point against the Arizona Football Cardinals.
Can you imagine? Now, they're on the road, but
yeah.
Imagine a world where Cincinnati was only going to be a 3-point favorite against Arizona?
No. If you'd have gotten, if you'd have taken Arizona a long time ago, you'd
but
have a lot.
But who's played better football this year?
Arizona
has.
Way better. Time for Albert. Albert, your next pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that same game then. I'm going to take the lead. I'm going to go ahead and go Arizona on that one.
Arizona means it's a double bang! That's a double banger, our first of the week. Justin, your turn.
We better get a couple of dogs in here, so let's go with the Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are +4 at home against the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh, I like it.
You like that?
Yeah, I like it.
With Mitch Trubisky?
Division home
dog. Oh, Kenny Pickett's going to play.
Yeah. Is he? I'd rather have Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to know the truth,
Kenny the Truth Pickett.
If I was Justin at this point, Albert, your third pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ravens on that one.
He's going. Oh!
Banger. Oh. Justin thought he had a trick up his sleeve. Except Albert goes, I'll just take it after you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just get one less double banger. That's all. So he's got the Ravens.
-4.
Justin?
Got a feeling I'm going to get double banged again here, but let's take the Rams.
He's got the Rams of the city of Los Angeles. The football Rams are +4 against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, it's coming.
I know what's coming now.
Yeah, let me go ahead and get the Eagles on that one.
Yeah!
double banger. Russell Westbrook banger. Big O Oscar Robertson banger.
Triple double bang, 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 banger.
What was the number again?
Four.
What was the team? I don't even remember.
The Eagles.
Eagles, okay.
We're the show here. Sorry. Yeah, that's it. Sorry, guys.
Justin, your final pick?
Let's go with the Niners.
The San Francisco 49ers, at this point, are minus 3.5 against the Dallas.
And you can't double bang that because he's
done.
That's it.
That's it. That's the only one. So we got three double bangers.
Justin's going to win this week.
Who? Justin's going to win.
Well, he's going to lose that Philadelphia game. But I think Justin's going to win.
You like Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Really?
Division home dog, yeah.
So here are the games, and I'm a little frightened. It didn't even register until John said, oh, Dolphins minus 12. I hope that number's big enough for them just to win when Justin's picking them. He's got Dolphins minus 12, Bengals minus 3, Pittsburgh plus 4, Rams plus 4, Niners minus 3.5. Albert, he's got the Bills minus 5.5, KC minus 3.5 in London, the Cards plus 3, Baltimore minus 4, Eagles minus 4. So we've got three double bangers, so these games will obviously be a big deal. And if history tells us anything, Justin's going to get his ass kicked one more time.
Oh.
I said history. I'm just saying history.
That is
I'm not rooting for history because
ugly,
he picked my team. But history
Well, Albert
says,
is blessed, though. So
yes, he is blessed.
He is blessed.
So if those numbers sound correct, guys, we appreciate it. We'll let you know pretty soon. And, Albert, you might as well carve out some time.
Yeah, what are we playing
soon.
For, by the way, Justin?
You know what? I gave out the Texas Saints last week, but I was talking to the guy that crushed me last week, and he actually took my front row Rockets for the preseason game Tuesday, so that 10-15 Saints game is still available.
Oh. The Saints game.
It's Texans Saints.
Yeah, that's what you're gonna have you're going to the Texans and Saints next weekend, as a matter of fact. So that'll be fun. But I think Justin wins this week.
Oh, look at that.
How about that? I'm going with the underdog, Justin. All right.
the
downtrodden.
I wish you would have.
Yeah.
If the Bears can win a game, Justin can win.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Justin, you got heart, okay? Be unheartened. Justin Fields actually won a game, so you can too. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Albert, we appreciate it. Thanks again. Thanks for listening, and best of luck. And Justin, once again, riserooftop.com. And warehouselive.com. That's where you can find Justin. And how's your new plank up there? Your new Rise?
It's actually completed. We just have to put the flooring down. So next time you're there, you'll be able to go right up on top of the stage.
Right on top of the stage. And, by the way, a lot of renovations going on at Rise. So if you haven't been there in a while, you're going to see a lot of great stuff very soon as Justin has renovated all kinds of stuff there. So good stuff, Justin. We appreciate it. As always, riserooftop.com and warehouselive.com. Thanks, Justin. We will talk to you again next week. All right, taking a break here on ESPN 97 Live at East River 9 where it is going on. It is a perfect day for you guys to come on out here. It is just a perfect day. I mean, we got guys already out there on the course. I would imagine it's soft and the greens are receptive. But if you've never played here before, the par 3 course here, the 9 holes, I mean, it's a little bit windy out here and you got elevation changes. So it is definitely going to affect your shots out here. Just beautiful facility. They got the driving range. They got pickleball. A wonderful sports bar here. Where, like we said, you can watch the big TV outside, 16x9. You can watch all your sports here, and great food as well. We're going to get some here in just a minute as well. So if you're looking for something to do right now, get on over here. And oh, by the way, it's open till 10 because they got lights out here. So get on over here to East River 9 and play. Night golf is awesome with the backdrop of downtown lit up. It is awesome. Time to talk about MyBookie right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're looking for a place to win and get paid? MyBookie.ag. They've got – it's just a great site. If you've never been on a betting site, or if you've been on a betting site before and it's difficult to navigate, this one is so easy. I love it. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got a cash bonus when you're in your initial deposit of $50 or more, and you can receive up to $200 in cash – that you can play, and you got an early cash-out way. They used to be you had to play, play, and then you could finally take it out. Now you make one play, and you can withdraw that bonus money. So that's great. It's also – there's always also the first two legs of a parlay hit. You can cash out early on that. This is something that nobody else is doing, and it is great. You're looking for a great way to win and get paid. Daily odds boosts, same-game parlays, super contests, in-game live betting, all happening at MyBookie. No strings attached at MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. But you got to use that promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Don't miss Astros playoff baseball.
It's gone! The second home run of the ball game for Kyle Tucker.
Live tomorrow on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Johnny G's not going to have to travel far to make today's tee time. He's already at East River 9 in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios and broadcasting live with his swing coach, Lance Z, and angry caddy, Dello.
Angry caddy, angry caddy.
Welcome back here live at East River 9, where Gentle Ben's setting up over there with their, oh my gosh, that is so smooth, dude. Gentle Ben's has the smoothest whiskey and vodka and gin and everything else. So good. Bourbon, everything that they do. And because they do it differently, they distill it differently. They've got a patent on making it smoother for you. So if you're looking for that smoothness right here at East River 9 today.
You on Branham's Corner right now?
I can jump on. They gave me some, too.
Okay.
They did. They came over. Ricky came over, and he said, here, John, here's some whiskey. It is good. It is good. Real good. So we are here live at East River 9, and we've been doing a lot of different stuff. We've talked a lot of Bobby Slowick. We've heard from Dusty.
We haven't talked for a while.
Cheryl.
We haven't talked Astros.
We haven't talked Astros for a little while. Actually, no, you're right. I don't imagine, even as nice as it is out, I don't imagine the roof is open, right? On Sunday night, even.
I just think they're gonna consider it a noise advantage. I mean, they already said that.
Especially with this wind. Yeah,
I don't know if it'll be like that at Minute Maid Park. We won't have this wind. I mean, we're in a different area.
I don't know if you remember, but they blamed the wind. What was it? The Yankees blamed the wind?
Well, they said there was a – yeah. Oh, no, it was a
wall. It was Judge's hit.
They kept it from going out.
Yeah, the wind.
Yeah.
We opened the roof.
We somehow cheated there,
which
too.
Was cheating for the Yankees because Aaron Judge's homer didn't that to write – you know, Aaron – I don't know. How many homers does he have to write it to that little bandbox in New York? You know how that's like 200 feet, their right field.
Yeah, it's like a little league park.
It is a little league.
Right field, at least.
Weather is cheating. Engineering isn't. So they can build their park to suit their hitters. That's
right.
not cheating. But
the weather
is
did it. The wind. We somehow the Astros were manipulating the wind. Like the Giants used to do. Remember the Giants used to open the doors when the other team was in the end zone?
It was a problem for kickers.
Yeah, yeah.
Big problem
and
for
passing,
kickers.
Too. That wind blew through there when you were going against that. That was now that's gamesmanship. That's finesse of the game.
Oh, that's really finesse.
And the Astros
finessed
the game last year against the Yankees when they swept them. Remember when they swept them? Yeah. So here we are in another postseason, guys. Just another ho hum postseason. Does this one feel different because of a little insecure about this?
We're a little bit pitching insecure. So I am. We're a little pitching insecure, so I am.
Do you need an emotional pet for this series?
We're just like there's food insecurity, there's home insecurity. We got pitching insecurity right now.
You think so?
So I'm not sure where our next good start's going to come from. I think it's going to be tonight. I mean, tomorrow, obviously, with Justin
Verlander.
We're
pitching challenges.
Are we unpitched?
What are
you saying?
I wouldn't. No, I'm not saying we're unpitched, or we wouldn't be in that.
Are we pitching challenged?
No, we wouldn't be. He's saying unhoused.
I know.
We wouldn't be in the playoffs if we were unpitched.
Well, we're not as pitched as we used to be.
No, and that's my yes, and so it does feel like a bigger concern.
Now that
I don't feel like we are the favorite headed into this, but maybe we are. Maybe I think the rest of baseball considers the Astros the favorite. As a matter of fact, let me check. I don't think anyone considers the Orioles the actual favorite.
No, the Astros are the favorite.
Yeah,
the Astros are the favorite in the American League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is surprising considering how ERA insecure they are.
So. Well, but here's the deal. We are trending. I don't know if you heard our bullpen was the best in baseball in September. I don't know if you heard, but Justin Verlander was the player of the week in the last week of the season. I don't know if you heard, but Christian Javier's last two starts were pretty darn good.
What have you heard, Lance?
We're trending.
I mean, I've heard these things.
Okay. So I don't care what happened.
Don't tell me about Christian Javier, how good he's been. That's not – you can't take a game and say it's good. He didn't put two together in a row.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. Christian Javier gives you 5 innings of two-run baseball. You take it right now?
5 innings of two-run baseball? Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's considered a Javier quality start.
Well, so he's changing the quality start.
Well, we have a different one for Javier now. That's a Javier QS. All you have to do is go five and give up two.
He's unquality?
No, his quality starts today. He's got 3 in his last 17. So
yeah,
we need
he's
to change
quality.
Five.
We don't want to say he's been bad. He's been unquality.
5 innings and 2 runs. I would 100. I would 100% take that. Yes.
5 and 2.
Yeah, I would take that all day long.
Would you take it from Verlander?
No.
No, I'd rather have 6 and 2.
He doesn't get the Javier leeway. You're Verlander.
You're
go 6 or 7.
Yeah.
We're not looking for
frankly,
5 from you.
Fromber needs to do that, too. You see how low some of the scores are in this thing. It's and by the way, here's the numbers, updated numbers. The Astros are the favorite to win the American League. They're plus 180. So you play 100 to win 180. Baltimore's next at plus 270. To me, that's a very –
That's a
very
nice
live, nice number.
Yeah.
Rangers plus 280. A lot of respect for the Rangers there.
Well, that's an even series. What's the series?
So the series prop, because I've got that too, the series prop right now, let me get to
at
it.
At this point in
our
lives.
Is the Orioles are minus 130 and Rangers are plus 108.
That's basically almost a put. It's almost a
minus 1.5 runs, minus 1.5 games for the Orioles, but it's plus 174. So they'd have to win, you know, 3-1.
Yeah. That's harder to win by 2 games in a 5-game series than it is a 7-game series for sure.
All right, let me see. So the Astros are minus 165. Now, you like Astros to sweep, right?
No, I got them in 4.
Okay, so that's plus 325. Astros in 5 is actually the favorite for the whole series, which is what I have it as, and that's plus 300. Dell, you had Twins 3-1. That's plus 400.
You get 4-1 on your money.
Twins winning 3-1 is the same odds as Astros sweeping. That's interesting to me. This shows a lack. This shows a level of respect for the Twins' potential to win. I think because if they split, what you're looking at then is
But the Astros would have to sweep.
But if you split, no.
What's the favorite bet?
The favorite
Astros in 5.
Astros in 5.
What's that one?
Twins is plus 300. Twins. Plus 900 to sweep. But what I'm saying is the Twins are only plus 400, 4-1 to win 3-1, because if they split in Houston, which is highly possible, then you go back to Minnesota and you got a chance to
where
win
the Astros
out there,
are the favorites.
Where the Astros are going to, beat the Astros there.
No, you can't beat them in your house.
Braves are minus 185, Phillies plus 152, and then Dodgers minus 250, Diamondbacks 200.
So the favorite to win it all is the Braves.
The favorite to win it all, the Braves are plus 260, Dodgers plus 430, Astros plus 460, then the Rangers are plus 630, and the Orioles are plus 650. So actually at the World Series, it's actually the Rangers ahead of the Orioles.
Wow.
I don't know how it must be the action coming in.
Yeah, that's interesting. That is interesting. And the Rangers playing good baseball right now, so
Well, at least against Tampa. They weren't great.
No, they lost 3 out of 4.
In Seattle, it cost them the division. But, you get to the playoffs, things can change quickly. And they went into a mausoleum and beat them both times. State of Florida had 2 teams in it. And, they were just part of what the wild card round was. Not great baseball. There wasn't one-run game in all the games played. I guess 8 games were played. There wasn't one-run game. No drama.
Yeah.
It was pretty ho-hum.
All sweeps.
Yeah. It was not – baseball created that to take some of the shine away from the NFL, get more games on, get them on TV. That wasn't a great step for baseball. It was like, oh, okay. this is boring. Let's get to the real stuff. And I don't really want drama with the Astros. I hope it's a 3-0 sweep despite my choice. But baseball needs something to happen because it was a bad opening couple games.
Yeah. The wild card didn't provide any. Well, it did. What? Well, two road teams got there.
Well, those were the upsets, but the games were dramatic. I mean, the Diamondbacks were down in the game. I'm trying to think if there were any actually late leads taken, like a change in leads late in the game. I don't think there were, beyond like maybe the fifth inning. Was there any late drama in any of the games?
No, not really.
Arizona jumped on them in the fifth.
Not really. Yeah. There was just no comeback to them in that one.
The Philly series was never in doubt in any of those games.
The Rangers got up early against the Diamondbacks.
Well, there was no, there wasn't late drama there. There was late drama in Minnesota because they only had two-run leads.
True. But they never. But there wasn't like a big eighth inning that changed the course of the game.
You know, we haven't talked about one single time is this is going to be a very interesting series, Correa versus Pena. So we know Carlos Correa was a guy who was on TV talking about this incredible run by Jeremy Pena last year. And it was weird for Astros fans, but it had to be more weird for Carlos because Astros fans were like, dude, I can't believe Carlos is gone. And we've got the guy who's the ALCS MVP and the World Series MVP in Jeremy Pena. And Jeremy Pena became the Taylor Swift of college football. I mean, of pro baseball. Now, with all of his hearts and all that stuff. So this is also like, I'd have to think John Carlos, whether he would never admit this, but this is Carlos directly competing also against Jeremy Pena. Whether he's going to admit it or not, this is kind of a Pena versus Pena versus Correa thing going on as well, because I'm sure Carlos wants to make Astros fans say, hey, you know, we missed out on, this is what you're missing out on, this clutch play. But then you have Jeremy Pena, who was as clutch as anybody we've ever seen last year when it mattered most. So I think that's a cool little storyline also of Correa coming back and trying to prove, hey,
more pressure
I'm
on
that
who,
guy.
Jeremy? Or
I think
on
there's
him?
More pressure on Carlos.
On Carlos, yeah.
John, you.
Carlos
has
got to prove he's worth that $30 million.
I don't know if you know this particular scenario and how it played out, but you've know people who know Carlos. What did the Astros talk to him about, well, the number, we're not going to give you that number, and partly is because we like Pena? I'm sure that. Did that play any part in the decision? We
don't
like
think
Jeremy.
You say that.
Yeah, you don't say
you don't
it,
say
but
it.
Was that a belief that hey,
yes.
we got
Had
a guy to. Coming, we so we're go. Not gonna.
Yeah. I mean, we're not. Yeah, and they made the right call.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not even. The right call was go with Jeremy Pena and let Carlos walk. It's not even close. I mean, you got a World Series MVP, you got an ALCS MVP out of it, and you got a title. I mean, it's 1/50th. Pena last year made 1/50th of what Carlos made. So it wasn't not even arguable. The Astros do things different. Jim Crane, he does things differently, right? I mean, when you're not going to be an Astro anymore, it's over. Now, Jim Crane loved Carlos. He loved Daniela. They had a great relationship and everything else, but it was time to go. It was time for Carlos to move on and get his money. Go get that payday. Go get that money. It'll be interesting to see if Jim Crane ever does. I think if it's anybody, it's going to be Kyle Tucker. If he ever gives that money to anybody.
Does he give those years, I guess?
Those years.
You think he would, in those years?
Because he's given the money. Bregman's making 30 this year.
Those years
Altuve's making 30 this
it
year.
It ain't about, it's got to be the amount of years. Because that's what puts you in a pickle. But he's been a healthy player. Kyle Tucker has been a healthy player. That's one of the things you have to check off the box. And I think if you really want to extend this thing and keep that window open for a legitimate 10-year run, which is extraordinarily hard to do, I think the only way you can really do that is Kyle Tucker needs to be part of it. Can you get him to buy into an 8-year deal?
Yeah. I don't think it's not
can you get him to buy in. Can Jim Crane buy into an 8-year deal?
Yes, he's gonna have to. He can't let these guys continue to
eight
walk.
At 40?
Listen, Chaz McCormick might turn into Greg Luzinski so fat. right?
Okay, can you please explain to people what you mean by this? Because they're going to really think you're a hater.
Well, if he listens to the
you're
show.
You're not a hater.
If they listen to the show, they know
not
what he
Not everyone
means.
Listens every time, all the time. Well, they may just say, why is John such a hater?
Well, we call Chaz fat Chaz. Quite a bit. We've done this bit quite
we
a bit.
We call him Boomba Laddie. I mean, that's what he is.
Fatty, Boomba Laddie.
Well, that's his name.
Tell people why you're
man,
doing
Chaz
this.
Chaz is thick.
Instead of the chop from now on, we got to do like, ooh, ooh.
He's waddling. We're doing a waddle.
We gotta do the
no list. One actually believes that.
The well, have waddle. You seen him?
Banana pudding every day. Okay.
So apparently, we heard that. What's his name? It's out there that Maldonado came in. We know he came in lighter, and he didn't hit with power, and so he gained his weight back during the season. Start hitting with power, and he's good to go.
Yep. Hey, join Culture Map. And Sports Map October 25th for the tailgate and all-out celebration of Houston sports and fans who cheer them on. Savor tailgate-inspired bites from your favorite restaurants, including FM Kitchen, Twin Peaks, the Waffle Bus, and more. Sip on signature drinks. Enjoy game day activities, plus VIP ticket holders going to meet former Texan Jonathan Joseph. Tickets are on sale now, include all food and drinks for like $35. This is incredible, this deal. So use promo code ESPN for $10 off any type ticket. Head to tailgate.culturemap.com. Tailgate.culturemap.com for your tickets today. All right, time for me right now to talk about my peeps over at GimmeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf, GimmeTheVin.com. You're going to hear him tomorrow morning right here on the show. GimmeTheVin.com is where you are going to go and get rid of your car. I don't know what your car is worth. It's got to be more than a couple of $1,000s. John Clay Wolf ain't buying beaters, okay? So it's got to be more than a couple of $1,000s. But if you're trying to get out of that vehicle, you have to at least go armed knowing what your vehicle is worth. So you want to sell it to the dealership. Okay, well, what is the dealership going to give you? Well, know what your car is worth, because John Clay Wolf will tell you, here, I'll give you this. And he says, if I can't beat CarMax, I'm going to send you $100. And he never sends $100 because he always beats CarMax. So know what your car is worth. Even if you're going to go and you're going to sell it to the dealership, they're going to probably try to lowball you because that's what they do. Well, John Clay Wolf isn't going to lowball you. John Clay Wolf is going to give you the most for your vehicle at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, is it in good working order, the bidet?
Back to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live at East River 9, where Del Olaleye is babysitting John and Lance. Now, Del, please make sure they take their naps today.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Time for – we haven't done
Look
it.
Look at this.
What do we need?
Thank you to our friends. Well, dessert gallery.
I guess we're doing this now.
They dessert brought us, gallery. Oh, because Astros, big, Texans.
They brought us some cookies.
A mitt, a chocolate mitt. Very nice.
Because this is a big – we talked about this being a huge sports weekend. We've got Astros, which is these are the orange and blue jerseys. We got Texans, which we care about again.
Yeah, we do. We care about them.
And we got Longhorns versus Sooners. We've got Aggies versus Alabama. My son came in town, and he's going to go. He's going to that game, A&M and Alabama. Of course, he goes to Alabama. He's working in a recruiting department. He does just watch high school players and cuts up the tape for the, you know, a good play, a bad play. He's got to show it to the
– He sends them envelopes with notes.
He doesn't do money. That.
No, I said notes about their play. Notes. You didn't let me finish.
They don't send notes
about their
to
play
players.
Of their play.
Notes like
bank notes,
treasury notes.
Yes.
You'd have NIL to do that now. It's not even my favorite thing that you told Jackie. My favorite thing John said is, Jackie, what about NIL? Now you'd be able to pay players. I don't know if John knows about the 80s.
I knew about it.
I knew you.
So,
Jackie's, thank you so much.
Let me ask you, there's shots of it. Oh, okay. I thought you were making drinks.
Yeah.
You didn't have to put water
in it. I was going
to
get a double.
We got General Ben out here. I got a little bourbon. Lance has got a little vodka. But nice. Little shot glasses.
This is gin. I went gin.
Oh, you got gin?
Yeah.
We got to pump it up, guys.
We do.
We have got to pump it up.
This is to pump it up.
Here's the deal, people. If you want the Astros to lose, don't call in right now.
Yeah, don't call.
But if you want the Astros to win, then you need to call immediately. 713-780-3776. We got to pump it up, pump a jam, because we need you to get – we did it before the Diamondback series. What happened?
Swept.
Now, if you don't pump it up right now, this loss to Minnesota is on you.
100%.
If you don't want me to be correct in my prediction of Twins and four, you better call in, because I've already laid the groundwork for like a bad weekend. I don't want it to happen. I just had a feeling. Call in. Maybe pump it up. We'll change things.
B-Mac, you can call out the names and get them on, okay? When they call in.
Let's go.
All right. Why don't you start, Lance? Pump them up.
All right. Listen. Carlos Correa is coming into your house, and he's trying to show you that he got the tummy tuck and he got all the little moves on his places. He's had surgeries, and he's like, oh, look at me. Don't you miss me? Don't you miss me? But no, you're still running around town with young Jeremy Pena, and it's time to show Carlos you shouldn't have left us because now we upgraded. I'm sorry I had to turn this into a weird thing with a wife and a girlfriend or something. But that's what it is. Yeah. It is what it is. Build, Astros.
I thought you were going to Carlos.
I thought you were going to go to Prima Nocta or something. But
no.
You upgraded.
That's upgraded.
It's a trophy wife.
You got a younger model who's actually less expensive.
We got a trophy wife in Jeremy Pena.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what we got. Jeremy Pena with the heart. That's what we got. All right.
He was like a cart girl that you said, hey, and all of a sudden he's with you all of a sudden. It's like, look at me.
Go, Big Mike. Pump it up. Pump a jam.
Hey, this is Big Mike from Port Arthur. Astros sweeping the series. And Jeremy Pena is mowing Carlos Correa's lawn.
Oh! Oh! Oh, no!
What are we doing?
We like Carlos. We don't want to do that.
Yellow. They were the first family of Houston. And now they're the first family of Minneapolis.
I can't be responsible for what Port Arthur says. Hey, Port Arthur says things like that sometimes.
Hey, Zeus, pump up it up.
Astros in four, baby.
The Jesus.
Eat that, Minnesota. Eat that.
That's right.
Roll that around for
even
a while.
Little kids know.
Yep.
Little kids know it's going to be Astros in four.
They know. 713-780-3776. David, pump it up. Pump a jam.
We got Verlander on the mound. Roof might be open. 3.69. And we're going to smash the Twins in a double finger.
Oh, why is everything sexual now?
Two point sixty nine. Watch out, Minnesota.
It actually
was this morning.
It's a little warmer.
Well,
you did
start this. You pretty much called Jeremy Pena the young stuff. So I feel like you started.
Well, but I was subtle. I was subtle with the way I did it.
No, it wasn't subtle at all. It was a Gallagher.
You had the mallet.
It's very subtle. I just said you upgraded with a younger model. That's
Nico,
all.
Nico, pump it up.
I didn't say double banger.
Hey, Altuve first pitch bomb. Yordan second dead bomb. And I'm calling in right now. Bobby hitting the railroad track with a bomb. We spraying all over that Minute Maid Park tonight, baby. Astros sweeping.
Home runs, bombs all over the place.
Okay.
He said he's gonna bomb it over at Mr. Smoky Pants.
Well, how about that? Maldonado.
Yeah.
Show all you dusty haters.
He said Maldi's gonna hit the tracks?
713-780-3776.
That's a call right there.
That's a call. That is a call. All right. Brian wants to pump it up. What up, Brian? Brian, go ahead.
Brian.
Man. The Astros are rolling right now. I'm going to pump it up a little bit. I'm going to pump it up. Let's go. Rangers.
What?
What is that?
That's not. Is that? Didn't he call earlier?
He just tried to sneak a Rangers into a pump up.
Didn't he call Rangers? What does that mean?
Boy, it just went like this.
Killed all the energy. Yeah.
I'm going to pump it up a little bit. Rangers.
That's a Rangers call right there. I mean, it didn't make any sense.
No.
John is next. John, pump it up.
All right. Astro sweep. Daddy's baby girl.
Stop bringing that stuff up.
Daddy's baby
girl. Most of the people don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, we do. Daddy's baby girl.
Daddy's baby girl.
All right. There's an Astros tie there. See if you
Jose Lima's
Jose
on.
Jose Lima's pumping it up.
Big time.
What is up, Jose Lima? Pump it up.
Oye, papi. Oye, papi. Es Jose Lima. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? Aquí poniendo mi canción de merengue. Ya tú sabes, Johnny. Mira, Astro Sweet 3-0, papi. Pero like Hector Nariz, tell them, they're a bunch of sweet boys. Bunch of sweet boys. Like Ricky Martin.
No. You're not beating the Ricky Martin.
Llorones.
You're not beating the Ricky Martin sweet boys, are you?
Ricky Martin is sweet
Jose
boy.
Lima called him a sweet boy.
He called Ricky Martin a sweet boy.
Early in the game. Early in the game, he called him that.
Yeah. Who's up? Mark, pump it up, baby.
Hey, yeah. Verlander, King, Dusty Baker plays the most best possible lineup. Altuve goes yard, Astros in three. Let's go.
Man, people are, we're sweeping them. I'm starting to realize we're sweeping the Twins.
Well, yeah, we're sweeping them.
I didn't think
we
got no fade. Well, you had them in four.
You got
them
in five.
You have them in four.
I might let them win a game.
What are you doing?
It's all sweep.
Tony, pump it up.
Yeah, I called to pump it up. Astros going to win it in four. And if you're a Rangers fan and you live in Houston, you sit down to feed. Pump it up.
But that's acceptable in the middle of the night.
Well,
like if the lights are off in the middle of the night, you can sit down to pee in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
yeah, that's acceptable.
Apparently, someone.
If it's like 2:30 in the morning, okay,
turn your lights on.
But when you have your Dr. Manavis or whatever, and you got to go use the bathroom in the middle of the night, you want to pee all over the toilet. You don't want to turn a light on it, like, and your eyes get burned out. So you do sit down to pee then, so your eyes don't burn out.
All right, we're done.
Yeah,
that's all. We're talking about
pump
Lance squatting to pee.
Pump it up. Well, in the middle of the night, you got to do. You don't turn the lights on by any, not under any circumstances.
No,
do you turn
you
the lights
go back
on.
To sleep, what
do you?
No what?
Under no circumstances.
Get some soft lighting then.
What? No.
My eyes.
Every bit of lighting kills your eyes when you've been
all
asleep.
All right, time to talk about Keith Tate and Hoop Sporting Goals and Equipment. If you're looking for the best way to get your kids out on outside playing, as opposed, and it's beautiful out, right? If you're looking for your kids to play instead of sitting inside playing video games all day, you want your kids to exercise. You want to. They're going to sit inside if you don't have a Hoops Goal. Because if you staple that white backboard that needs painting with the rim that's tilted and bent, it's terrible. You want the best goal you could possibly get. Plus, you got a drill that'll raise and lower the goal right now. It doesn't get any better than this. The quality is second to none. It is the best goal, and it's not even arguable. You're looking for the best way to get those kids outside playing in your yard. You know where they are. It's the best way. Little kids, you lower the goal to 5 feet, and they are dunking. Dad, they're going to love this goal. If you're looking for the best way for your kids to actually go out and have fun, there's one way to go. ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5. Because every day is Children's Day.
It was a baby. She smothered her own baby.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank East River 9. Renee and his whole group out here. Clayton, thank you. Just get here this weekend and place. We got a bunch of people. Look at, we got people teeing off right now. It can't be a better day. Beautiful, beautiful day with the skyline in the background. Come play nine holes, East River 9. If you've never been here before, make your tee time, and especially at night, make your tee time because they fill up. It's a great place. Pickleball right here as well, but they got a sports bar right here. You can watch all your games this weekend, including the Astros on the giant 16-by-9-foot screen outside. It's perfect. It is perfect. So you're looking for something to do this weekend. This is it right here at East River 9. The California cop who won the award for most DUI arrests.
Yep. We know where this
is going. Can you guess what happened?
I'm guessing he got busted with a DUI.
He was arrested for DUI.
Yeah.
All right. He won the award for most arrests. You'd think he'd learn.
If he'd already won the award, he got rewarded for his. Let's keep going. So, at what point do you think to yourself, "This is too many times"? Like when people are actually handing you things, saying you're the best at this, he didn't think to himself,
I've done enough.
No, no. I'm the best
I'm gonna,
at this. Maybe
I'm gonna
I should
add one more.
Yeah.
Let me celebrate.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So in Eganville, Ontario, apparently there's someone famous there who's named, his name is Harry D.
Okay.
They've named a road after him. And unfortunately,
oh boy,
on average, this sign, the Harry D. Road sign, gets stolen four times a year.
Well, yeah,
on average.
Would you like to have the Harry D. Road sign in your house?
No.
No?
Not really.
I'm not putting road signs in my house. What am I, 20?
Yeah, no. In your
hey,
dorm.
Hey, guys,
guess
I guarantee
where they
you.
Are. Guess
that's
where they all
in
are.
Dorms.
They're in a
or
dorm.
In high school bedrooms.
But would you like to have had, when you were in college, the Harry D. Road sign?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad.
Maybe.
It'd be a talking, you know, it'd be a good way to start a conversation.
I'm not sure who. But
who are you starting that conversation with?
Well, whoever comes over. That's a conversation starter.
But don't you want girls to come over and,
and
that signs up, that's going to...
Have you seen this, girls?
Oh, great.
You want me to show you?
All right. Marion.
You want to see my...
Well, do you... I don't...
Want to see my sign?
He's not really the Marion kind.
No.
Liz, why not? Have you seen his Harry D. sign? Yeah, he's got it in his living room.
A Minneapolis driver got a serious eyeful of a cop who pulled him over. He realized, wait a minute, I watch you on OnlyFans doing stuff.
Not should, Kevin.
Should she be a cop?
Oh, what if, you don't know if it's a she. Maybe it was
a
guy named Kevin.
It's a she. As he put it, you got to go to the VIP. You got to see the videos of her and her, I guess, husband. I guess that's who it is. They do a lot of stuff.
So how did he find? So how did this become a story? Did he turn her in, or
well,
what happened?
He outed her.
Come on, man. That's the story. Is this guy can't keep his mouth shut?
And just shut up. Got busted.
A cop.
This guy's trying to get off of a traffic ticket.
So what?
By
how?
By going to Twitter? By snitching? By telling Twitter that the cop was an OnlyFans model?
He's out there.
See,
snitching.
There you are condoning snitching.
Aren't you supposed to be one of the guys who never? Didn't you say
Omerta?
Didn't he say earlier this week that if you snitch, you're supposed to slit your throat? Not your throat, your wrist. The bathtub,
hot bathtub, and slit your wrist.
And but other times you're like, yeah, do it. Tell on everyone.
I'm trying to get out of a ticket here. Okay.
Come on. You're getting out of a ticket because somebody has an OnlyFans?
Eat the ticket.
And finally, a New York DoorDash driver charged after using food deliveries to steal packages off porches.
No, that's a smart hustle.
It is a great. How many porches do you come up? Oh, there's packages.
Well, no, I've seen videos of maybe it's this guy where they come up
Well, it's not. It's this girl, and actually, she ain't going too bad. I mean, if I was the judge, she'd get off.
Have you seen? Aren't you
phrasing? Phrasing.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. I mean,
phrasing.
Just a headshot. Are you,
yes.
Are you going to ask for the whole full body shot?
No.
Well, I haven't decided who I'm letting you off yet. Turn around.
I'm just saying.
Do a little spin. Do a spin. Why, judge?
Well, it determines your sentence.
I'm one of those judges.
Is that the law?
I'm an elected judge.
Not guilty. Not guilty.
Yeah.
We can't. She can't go to
prison. He looks, your level of justice is based purely on your eyes.
He looks at her and goes, peach or pancake.
What?
Well, you got to do a little spin. I determine peach or pancake.
No, I ain't doing
what
all
kind
that.
Of justice is peach or pancake?
That one.
That's the worst level of justice.
The Granado judge.
That is it. We're done.
What a bad
Hope
justice
you enjoyed the
system
show.
We have.
Go Astros. Kick some twins
go Texans.
Ass.
Go Texans.
Go, and you know what?
And go Longhorns more than anything.
Well, can I ask you a question?
No, my wife is a Longhorn.
Give me an under over how many Coors Lights I will be enjoying while I'm watching all these games this weekend.
Do I have to go both days?
Under over. All weekend, yeah.
29,
today, too.
29.
I got a golf tournament today.
You've always told us not to limit you, so I won't do that.
No, I'll go.
Put
20,
an under over on it.
28 and a half.
I'm going to.
28 and a half?
3 days? Yeah. 3 days worth of drinking with
That's
all these
nine.
Going?
That's over.
And my wife's leaving Sunday morning. So I'll
the number's
Sunday.
Gone to 30 and
35,
a half.
35 and a half.
Small number. Of, 35 and a half?
What?
That's an average of 12 a day.
And?
That's 18 a day, basically.
It's Coors Lights.
No, I got today, too.
He's got today.
Like 2.5 days, really.
Why are you limiting him?
I like your number.
See?
I like your number.
That's 12
See?
A day.
12 a day.
All He's got all day. He's got all day.
All day to watch games.
Every day you're doing that?
Cold, clean, crisp,
Have
refreshing
you met him?
Coors Light. I want you to enjoy Coors Light as much as I do. If you're looking for the best,
nobody can.
Best way to enjoy your weekend of sports, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Keep Texas chill, baby.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.